Here I am in Bath, overlooking the River Avon. Can see the hills tapering up, and the Bath stone, that honey-coloured stone, is all very popular all around the United Kingdom, quarried nearby. And then, yeah, the River Avon below, that flows through Stratford-upon-Avon as well. And here's Pulteney Bridge, the less picturesque side of it. Pulteney as in the surname of the Earl of Bath. And look here, for extra capacity of the water to flow through in the case of a flood that's been shut. Right, so a very fine, largely 18th century city. And even the things built in the 20th century, they tried to make sure that they were in keeping with the vernacular architectural style. No skyscrapers to spoil the skyline. And all roughly the same colour, a little bit like Bath stone. Portland stone from another place in southern England. That's also very popular, Portland not too far away. So here we are in the county of Somerset, which derives its name from Somerton. Not the county town, curiously. Frome is the county town of Somerset. So we're in southwest England. We come up from Somerset where the cider apples flow. Okay, and that is the back of the Guildhall, as in the city hall. So, so you can get married in there, register at birth, marriages and deaths. The election office, they don't do counts for elections anymore, it's too small. So the place overrun with tourists, and they used to be even more. They're not allowed to go up and down certain streets around the Royal Crescent. They say it was just chocker with them. You see open countryside not far beyond. So it's idyllic weather, you know, the best you're ever going to get in the British Isles. And look at those Corinthian columns right at the end of the street. Actually, I can cross over, and that is Pulteney Bridge there on there, built to resemble Il Ponto Vecchio di Firenze. So coming on to the Grand Parade, not the Grand Parade in Cork, alas and alack. So here's Pulteney Bridge, put up in 1769. Robert Adam, the celebrated North British architect, designed it. And there you go. And then there's the little boat, Sir William Pulteney. Didn't even know they did boat cruises around here. This is as far as it can go because of the weir. And there's a tea room just there. So, what a pleasance. A delightful vista they have. And here are the lot of seagulls. We're not even that close to the sea. I suppose Bristol is only about 15 miles further west. And that is a fairly big city of like almost 500,000 people. A seaport. And look at this 8 there in the midst of the flood. So a very green river, but I'm told not actually that deep. You can just about see the rocks beneath it. So I'm always mindful when I watch these things later. I don't look for long enough at one thing. I keep changing angle. It's quite annoying because the viewer wants to see what am I looking at. I stop moving. Give me more time to take in what I'm actually looking at. And another bridge over there, always come over there on the bus, so the tourists are in the Roman baths. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Anyway, this is the market at the back of the Guildhall. The Bishop of Bath and Wells set it up many centuries ago. Well, sort of got a charter for it. It had already been going since time immemorial, so they claim. So there's Wells, the smallest city in England, not very far away, got a cathedral there. So the Bishop of Bath and Wells is unusual being a bishop with two cathedrals. So in 1371, the charter was granted. It was held on Wednesdays and Saturdays initially. Now it's every day. It's not on the weekends, I don't think. It was here on a Sunday, it wasn't open. Okay, selling all sorts of things. It was a big wool town. There are loads of shepherds around here. It's not very good for arable farming, so they had lots of sheep and so on. Okay, so various rules about it. But this is 1776, this building. Selling all sorts of toys. Oh, food for little birds and so forth. A barber shop. Well, I had my follicles trimmed. And look at all these lamps. And there used to be butcher's shops here as well. So they had to finish skinning the carcasses by 9 in the morning and so on. Okay, all sorts of cards. Greetings cards. A greasy spoon. And for all your flag needs. Okay. and a little cafe. I like boutique ones. I've got to support the small family-owned businesses. And look at this, all the signs. Kiev, one of the few ones with a flag on it. This Paltmy Bridge is 2 minutes. Well, it's not even 2 minutes, rather than the distance. It says a time. And coffee here. Well, I've not tried their coffee. Jeans and so on. The cheesemongers. Look, a leather workers doing belts. So all your flagellation needs are furnished just there. What are they selling here? A string or thread or whatever it is. A little mats. Surprise, these places survive. And they buy second-hand novels, but they've got to be in good use. I mean, I always bite my books and underline things and circle things, so they wouldn't buy any of the volumes that I've been perusing. And so it goes on. Okay, so we've almost seen the whole of the Guild Hall. And this little confectioner's there. And then we should be coming out into one of the main streets again. What are they selling here? Beads, trinkets, accessories. A nice little shop. To make it really old-fashioned, why don't they put shop with a double P and an EE? Flat caps. Can never men work out with me working class or upper class, these things? Samosas and badges and such like. I like them not. Okay, and there's a skylight. So coming out onto the street beside the Guild Hall, and look at these very retro floral print dresses they're selling. Caftans and so forth. So a donation box for doggies. RSPCA, the Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And that's one entrance to it. It's got at least three entrances or exits, depending on which way you look at it. And here we are, out onto the street. Not too fast. That is Bath Guildhall Bath Guildhall Market. Always slurring my words. Cafe Nero, I've got my loyalty card. And this church I was filming yesterday. So, if we go across the street, you will see this noble prospect of Bath Guildhall. And you'll see what an estimable city it is. Small city of only 100,000 people, represented by Wira Hophouse MP, a Liberal Democrat, alas and alack, German originally, now British citizen. And there functioned as a court of law. You see the goddess of justice with the scales of justice, her sword ready to smite the unrighteous. And look at these amphora and so on. Coat of arms of the city way up high. They know what you call that triangular bit. And these are Corinthian columns, okay? Is it 3 to 8? Has it got the golden mean, these ratios? They're the ladies there in their gypsy skirts, stepping into the Guildhall Market. Society Cafe is a chain of them. I also found it in Cheltenham. I thought society like as a club. I was faintly annoyed when I found it's not a society. Just it's society in the sense of for the public, anyone's allowed in. And there's Bath Abbey, actually a cathedral, Bath Abbey. Okay, and the cross of St. George fluttering aloft in this cooling breeze. And that is the main entrance to the Guildhall. You know what you call that effect? A sort of aero effect with the little holes in the stone on either side. It's moss grown in places. But anyway, the stone's not filthy. And look at these beasts above the door. What are these? The little statues there. But they don't have them on the other door, the other wing. These are extensions on either side. Okay, that's enough. So goodbye to everybody from Bath. I hope you enjoyed a whistle stop tour, overlapping with some of what I filmed a Sunday. So this is just the Guildhall area on the High Street. So the main shopping street in Ireland or Great Britain is called High Street. I know in the United States it'll be called Main Street. Bath Rugby Club, 1865. So just after 1863, when the rules of rugby football were drawn up. Okay, I'll switch it off now.